Aren't you glad you have GQ to explain your own Bible to you? Isn't that nice? So GQ magazine has put the Bible on list of most overrated books ever. Are you kidding me? It's just Christian antagonism. They just want to antagonize Christians. They want to be cool and edgy. And I have no clue what this has to do with GQ, why they're even reporting on this. I remember when Trump became president, they had this whole thing about how the president needs to dress better and what he could do to dress better. And then at the end, and then it was like, oh, but this won't fix the racism. And, you know, all they just listed all this stuff that they personally don't like about Trump, or really the lies that are commonly believed about him that totally untrue. What does that have to do with like men's fashion and stuff? So apparently the GQ is coming out against the Bible now. So I'm sure that'll be great for business. Ridiculous stuff. All right, if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get a whole bunch of free videos every single day. That website is updated. You get free videos from me and from my lovely, beautiful wife, Christina. All of her videos show up there, too. You also get free podcast episodes. Everything on there is free, but if you want to contribute and if you want to help the cause and help build this community like we've done the past few years, click on the donate button and help out that way, or go to patreon.com/Josh Peck. And if you do that, if you go to Patreon, depending how much you donate, you can donate as little as $1 a month, or if you do a little bit more, like $3 a month, you can get free books written by me. Some of my previous books are up there for free. And you also get entered into contests, and there's some pretty cool prizes. If you go out and check that out, I think you'll be impressed. So that is, once again, joshpeckdisclosure.com for all the information there. If you can't afford to donate financially, that's okay. You can donate your time. Share this video. Let's get a conversation going. And ask people, do they really think, you know, there are atheists that wouldn't even say this, that the Bible is the most overrated books ever, you know? So this comes from Fox News Insider that reported on the GQ magazine thing, but you know, it says that the Bible is one of the most overrated books of all time, according to a recent article by GQ magazine. The article, written by the editors of GQ, whatever that means, ranks the Bible at number 12 on the list of 21 books you don't have to read. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. But I bet GQ is not on that list. Now, GQ is technically a magazine, not a book, but still. So here's a direct quote from GQ. It says, "Those who have read it know there are some good parts, but overall, it is certainly not the finest thing that man has ever produced. It is repetitive, self-contradictory, sententious, foolish, and even at times ill-intentioned," the article states. Now, that's interesting. Ill-intentioned. So they're claiming that they know the intentions of the writer, and that the writer, well, writers, but the writer in question, whichever part they're taking issue with, they claim to know what the intention is, and of the Jewish writer from thousands of years ago. Do you know why it seems like this to them? Because they're not even taking the time to try to understand it from its original for its original audience, but from the original writers at the time. Not even a first century Jewish perspective. You know, look at it through those eyes. What would a first century Jew, how would he read the Bible? You know, they weren't the literal scientific people that we are. You know, they certainly weren't stupid. They were way smarter than us in a lot of ways, but they didn't have the type of hyper literalistic, scientific, materialistic worldview that we have today. It's a totally different time, totally different culture, and they explained things in a totally different way. So if you don't take time, if you try to look at it through a 21st century American lens, of course it's not gonna resonate well. You're not gonna understand it. But that only shows how idiotic and overrated GQ is for not even taking the time. Call one Bible scholar and get their opinion. Because like I said, there are atheists who would never say this about the Bible. Even if they don't believe in what it teaches, they understand its significance. I mean, our Western culture is built on principles from the Bible and from Greek and Roman philosophy and stuff like that. But anyway, so continuing on, Fox News religion contributor Father Jonathan Morris called the list and ranking foolish and that it's a shame. Here's a direct quote from Morris. I think what GQ is trying to do is say, hey, listen, we need to go in a very different direction, end quote. Other books on the list include Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, The Old Man and the Sea, and The Catcher in the Rye. Really? Well, okay, that... Clearly, they really have their finger on the pulse of literature. The top-ranked book, it says, doesn't need to be read, is Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. So, obviously disturbing, and obviously... I would expect the whole list was only created to attack the Bible. I think that they were attacking the Bible in the guise of, let's do a list of, because again, why is GQ even, I thought it was a men's fashion, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, I don't read GQ, but I thought it was a men's fashion magazine. Why is it getting involved in religion and politics in the first place? I mean, they can, they certainly can. They're allowed to, they have the freedom to, but I also have the freedom to point out how absolutely stupid they are in their explanations. If you're going to be critical of the Bible, be critical of it. That's okay. We Christians can handle it. We've handled it forever. And even before us, the Jews handled it forever. We can handle real criticism of the Bible and of our religion. We can actually provide answers for it, too, or at least we should be able to. But clearly, they didn't have any interest in that. They didn't have any interest in getting to the truth of anything, of seeing if anything they said had any weight to it. No, it was just a Bible bash session, and they're trying to keep people. You don't need to read the Bible. You know, if there is even a 1% chance that the Bible is true in what it says, if people don't read it, then they're done. Eternally, they're dead. Eternally, they're gone. That's a hellish separation from God forever because somebody's going to read this and think, well, GQ says I don't have to read it. I guess I don't have to read it. But again, if there's even a 1% chance that it's true, then you owe it to yourself and you owe it to, just even yourself. You could just end it there. You owe it to yourself to take a look at what it says seriously and critically. That's fine to be critical of it. Being critical doesn't mean slamming it. Being critical means pushing against it and seeing how its arguments hold up or how Christians' arguments hold up. You know, somebody who's actually seeking the truth, they're going to do that. And that should be encouraged. That's how we learn truth. That's how we sharpen one another even as Christians. You know, we push back against each other's ideas all the time. Sometimes we take it too far and let it get into an argument or a fight that doesn't really need to exist instead of just a good discussion. But that's how we sharpen one another. So that kind of stuff is great. And I think that people can find the truth through that type of healthy criticism. But just bashing it and telling people don't read it, I would be suspicious of that. If I were an atheist, I would wonder, why is GQ telling me not to read the Bible? What's in the Bible that an obviously politically left-leaning company doesn't want me to read? Well, you know, what are they so afraid of? Why do they care? Why would they care? I would be suspicious of that, and if anything, that would make me want to check it out and see what it has to say. Now, I can suggest a really good biblical podcast if you don't want to deal with denominations and all that stuff, and you just want the Bible for what it is. If you want to understand it through the lens of a first century Jew, since they are half a world apart and 2,000 years back in time, removed from us. Dr. Michael Heiser, he's an excellent Bible scholar, and he's got a podcast called The Naked Bible Podcast. So nakedbiblepodcast.com. You can check that out. And he's gone through some books in the Bible, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and he shows you what it means from a first century Jewish perspective without filtering it through denominations and all this stuff that we as 21st century Americans want to do. He gets rid of all that, and he just says, okay, here's here's how a first century Jew would have understood it. Here's what Paul meant when he wrote this, and here's why. And he gives several reasons why. Sometimes he doesn't have the exact answer, and sometimes he says, well, he could have meant this or he could have meant this. But he'll give you all the options and all the reasons, and then he'll give you his own opinion. He's really good at being able to tell you the difference between his opinion and what's just an actual fact. So I love his podcast. It really is the only podcast I listen to. I generally don't like podcasts. I provide podcasts for you guys because a lot of you guys like them, but I don't even listen to my own podcast. I like watching videos and stuff, but that is a podcast that I actually do listen to. It's the only one, and it's you'll just have to check it out. NakedBiblePodcast.com. He's done a whole thing on the book of Leviticus. That's a really controversial book, and most of the times atheists who have something negative to say against the Bible will go to Leviticus. Well, go listen to his whole, it'll take you a while because he takes each chapter and really breaks it down. But he's got a whole series of podcasts on Leviticus and explains what all that stuff is. He just recently did Hebrews, which is absolutely fantastic. Even Ezekiel, but you'll have to check that out. So make sure you do. Could not recommend it enough. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. I really want all of us as a community to make disciples of the nations. I really want to get out there and witness and talk about Jesus. And I want to be able to talk about Christianity in the church without Facebook and YouTube shutting us down and trying to break up this community that we, you and I, have spent years building. So we're not going to let them do it. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That's the central hub. If I ever did lose this YouTube channel or my Facebook page for whatever reason, if they decided that I'm too inflammatory and that they just need to get rid of me, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That will still be up. And I also have a page on steemit.com/@joshpeck. As far as I know, that can't be removed. That can't be taken down. The way that I understand decentralized systems that Steemit is run on, it can't actually be removed. So if you wake up one day and everything Josh Peck Disclosure is gone, even the website, steemit.com/@Josh Peck, you can go there. I'll be posting on there. But yeah, and the way that we're able to keep this going is because it's funded by people like you. So if you can, click the donate button on the website or go to patreon.com/Josh Peck and help out that way. We'll make it worth your while for sure. So thank you all so much for joining me yet again. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.